had this music teacher who was genuinely like really bad, and none of the like kind of pastoral team, I guess, believed some of the people that would go to them and say stuff. So like, because then when they got there, she would all act all nice and like,
yeah, you of course, know,
become a real teacher. Oh, it's really cold. It's really cold. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't even hold it. It's so cold.
Plane.
Oh, it's a plane. It's, I was like, there's a really weird vibration.
I can feel it
noise
through this as well, because this is the thinnest thing I've ever worn. It's really cold.
Well, it'll warm up eventually.
It'll wake you up. Ready for a podcast.
To wake you up, she starts yawning immediately.
And welcome back to the 13 Again podcast. That's Harvey, this is Max, and that's Tilly.
Whenever I yawn, I get really watery eyes.
I've got something. I would like to apologise on behalf of Tilly for the podcast not going up on time.
On behalf of me?
Last week.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is Tilly's job to ensure that the podcast go up on time.
She failed.
She didn't fulfil the job description, so... anything you have to say to the people, Tills?
You've been lied to. That's Harvey's job. Harvey just sucks. Harvey basically...
Well, I didn't throw you under... You could have thrown him under the bus. Why me?
You were agreeing.
It's not my job.
I was agreeing. I just like the heat being off me for a second.
And I think you guys... He literally posted a thing. He didn't... He barely even said, I'm sorry. He just said, I messed up.
I did say sorry.
Barely.
No, I did. I said the word, I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure. Hang on.
Yeah, but it just didn't seem like you meant it.
It didn't really seem like you meant it. It seemed like he was trying to pass blame onto me somehow, even though he was definitely trying to blame me.
I said thank you and sorry. I will make this right by punishing Max or something like that.
Like, what could I couldn't have done anything. And in the meantime, by the way.
Oh my god, there's so many Crocs over there. I don't like that. Crocs are not it.
Okay.
I'm so glad she interjected with that.
Thank you, Tilly. I don't mind Crocs. I think
there's
right.
Actually four pairs of Crocs over there, and there's four people in this room. That means I wore Crocs out here.
Tilly's having a crisis.
I'm gonna have to go back barefoot.
No, yeah. Don't do that. It's raining. Anyway,
you're gonna have to go.
What I was saying was, in the meantime of Harvey making his colossal mess up, I was, guess what, Tills? Because I haven't actually told you this. I was having a
crisis.
No, not a crisis. A girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Girl
dinner.
Essentially, what happened was we were invited out to our friend Amelia's birthday, which she was having in London. It was a lovely time. Harvey, unfortunately, had already booked a musical. So I had to turn up on my own, which is fine. I don't mind. I did think that there were going to be other guys there. Not that there needs to be, but I assumed that there might be. Boy, was I wrong. Yeah.
Got that.
It was,
you're funny.
Seven girls and me. I felt like a massive imposter. I was
okay,
also,
you blend in quite well.
Thank
you're
you
beautiful.
Tills. No, don't get me wrong, I got on with all of them so well. They were actually all jokes and we had a really good time, but I think they weren't people. Huh?
Tilly is just like thing after thing.
Yeah. Like, do you know what? One thing I do need to tell you.
I don't think you got it.
I started off the night really badly, Tills. So I got to the front desk. I was the first one there.
The front desk? Where were you?
It was a place called Quaglino's. It was very posh. Ooh, yeah.
I couldn't
say
that word.
Trust me, I've got a lot to tell you on it. But walked in, first one there. I took my coat off.
He's always early, is Max.
I was actually late, but they were later. So it was like, yeah, anyway, I got there. I said I was here for Amelia Gethings sort of booking. They asked for my coat. I was taking my coat off. Amelia arrives behind me. I then, because I hadn't quite got my coat off yet, went to put my coat back on to hug Amelia just really quickly. As I was putting my coat back on this arm, a woman had come up behind me out of nowhere to take my coat. I clocked her in the jaw, like properly got her.
No, do you know what's really funny? I did that the other day. Basically, we were doing PE. No, I felt really bad.
Same difference.
We were doing PE And our teacher had said that we couldn't wear coats. And then she walked out and saw that the boys were wearing coats. She was like, oh, I guess you guys can wear your coats then. So we all ran back inside to get our coats on. And as I was walking out the door, I was putting my arm through my coat. And my teacher went to go back in the door and I literally slapped her across the face. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then she made me carry the bibs all the way down.
Oh,
it was
brutal.
My punishment, but she didn't really
care.
Yeah,
so this was a stranger and she was not happy with me.
Oh. She also made Max carry the bibs.
Yeah. She made me carry the bibs. She was pretty pissed off and I felt so bad.
Did
I
she
like,
work there? I'm
yeah,
confused.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then she can't, though. Like, the customer's always right. Maybe she did something wrong.
Especially when they beat the staff.
I think the customer is always right does not count.
Maybe she did something
wrong.
She can't get angry that quickly. You have to hear him out.
This is not okay to me.
I felt horrific and I apologised
profusely.
Thank you, everyone. but yeah, anyway, we cracked on, went and sat down. I had a look at the menu. Tills, would you like to guess what I ended up paying, right? I'll tell you sort of what I had.
I thought he was going to say, can you guess what I had?
No.
Steak.
I was going to say snails.
I drank water the entire time. In fairness, I do that at most restaurants.
Healthy queen.
but then I only had one dish. It was just a single main on its own, right? Guess how much I paid for...
Oh, I don't want to guess because when he tells me, he's going to be like, £100 for one dish and water.
You're not...
That's a good guess.
You're not too far off. It was over £50 just for one... And bearing in mind, I had three chunks of chicken, a little croquette in the middle, and a bit of sweet corn, and it all cost me £50. It was phenomenal, to be fair. I'm not trying to throw shade at them.
Would you go back there? You've said the restaurant's name. Think about it this wisely.
Oh, if, you have said the restaurant's name.
If the food was free, I would go back there, absolutely. Well,
that's
I
like
did
saying I would
have,
go back to McDonald's if they gave me free food.
I did have a great time. I'm not shitting on it. It was good food. The music was good there. There was a music charge on the bill at the end. You had to pay for music.
Oh.
Like the live
music. Yeah,
but
if you didn't want
happening.
Music.
Well,
you had to pay for it anyway.
Craig Lee knows for music.
Tilly, what would you expect to roughly pay for like a birthday girl dinner? If it was not your birthday, but like a friend's birthday and you were all...
Oh yeah, I spent the least, by the way.
Yes.
They were all spending like close to £100 each.
Yeah, like 30, 40, 50 quid.
Where would you go?
Of course, Coagulitos.
Quagmires.
Big up Quaggies. Quaglinos.
What did I say?
Quaglitos.
Closer to Doritos.
Yeah.
I actually want some Doritos.
Have you ever heard of Nobu?
Yes, you said it.
Yeah. I've actually never
it
been.
It sounds like
Nobu.
It sounds like, not a beauty parlor, what's the word?
Like, a salon?
Yeah, a salon. It sounds like a salon name.
Okay, right. Well, they do sushi.
I completely blanked.
You like sushi? You
some.
Like a bit of ramen or like a katsu curry or like a...
Yeah, both of those things.
I don't know if they do katsu curry at Nobu.
Nobu is Japanese, no?
No, but do you know what I do like? It's katsu curry sushi. Like they put chicken and then they put rice and then they put katsu curry sauce.
I don't know if they'll do that in Nobu, but we can maybe take...
They do it in Tesco's.
Point. We'll take Tilly for a video, yeah?
Do you know where you should take me
Nobu?
For a video?
Is
kitten yoga. And we can find our new curly.
I don't think when you do kitten yoga, you can take the kitten home after.
But surely you're like testing them out to see how cuddly they are.
I think they want to make more money off of the kittens first. That's kind of the point.
But what about when they get older? What do they do with them?
Sell them.
I'll buy them.
All of them?
One of them.
Oh, okay.
I must admit, it's sad not having two cats around the house. Though Pingu is getting a lot more friendly at the moment.
And going insane.
She is going insane.
No, she's going fat. That's what she's going.
Yeah. Mum's feeding her too much. We're treating her like we treated Curly, which is just unfair. But, you know, she puts up with it.
No, don't say that.
We sound really bad.
Yeah, what the hell?
Sorry,
oh, I say we.
I didn't mean it, but like... She gets a lot of affection. That's what I mean. And a lot of cats
that's
don't
That's not
like
how that,
that
came across.
We're treating her how we treat Curly.
Which is just not fair.
Booted her across the living room. No. But what were we talking about, Nobu?
Salon.
How did we get there?
Sushi, posh food, where would I go for a birthday dinner?
And you don't have anywhere else in mind? You've not done this research, you've not seen stuff online?
I mean, your birthday's coming up.
Not really.
2 months.
It is next. Oh, no, it's not next.
You got your own mother first.
Oh, yeah, and we need to do something.
Oh, God, we haven't even started that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
We need to pick a song. And you know, oh, I can't actually say that.
Did we say this on a previous podcast?
I think we said it on a live stream.
Yeah, we said it on a live stream.
Basically, our mother, the heathen that she is, instead of a gift this year, has requested that we all partake in a song together for her.
A cover of a song. Yeah. We're not writing a song all together.
Sort of like, you know, Live Aid.
but for terrible. Sarah's birthday. And yeah, we need to figure that out. And it's giving me hives just thinking about it.
I also
it.
Just realised it's Band-Aid, not Live Aid. Live Aid's the thing that Freddie Mercury did. Band-Aid's the thing that
you put
Ed Sheeran
around
doesn't
yourself.
Like anymore.
Well, you tried, and that's what counts.
Well, she gave me a song, but then she told me that we couldn't do it. And I can't remember what the song is anyway, so... But I was like, do you want to pick a song, or do you want us to pick the song? And she just didn't give me any direction, so...
Helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
I think we should do...
Isn't she lovely?
What's that one by Slipknot?
Oh. Your mum.
No. No, it's not.
I must admit, I don't know any songs by Slipknot.
No, it's the obvious one. It's the one that they mixed with fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad.
I did my time. Yummy, yummy. Psychosocial.
Okay.
Fruit Psychosocial.
Salad. We could do that for mum.
Yummy, yummy.
We could make fruit a really salad. Short version of it, play it to her, yummy, and then yummy. Give her the actual thing. I'd be fruit up for that. Salad. Get Tilly doing yummy, screamo yummy. Over the mic.
Would you scream?
No, that's not
what Slipknot sounds like.
It's not grungy enough. Can that sounds too okay, much like a 13-year-old girl.
We'll practice. Wait, better. We're on the right lines. So I'll give you a line. I'll deliver it to you roughly how you need to do it, and then you'll give it a go. Okay, great job.
Getting phlegm.
Tilly, you know these go out to the public. Right, so the phrase is, I did my time and I won out. Just that.
No, I'll just do the first bit. Okay. Somebody else, Leo can do that.
I did my time.
Won out.
Okay.
He's getting ready. Do I have to do it in like a tune?
No.
Similar to that.
I need to really prepare myself.
Okay, yeah, of course.
I haven't even got a drink or anything.
Yeah, no.
I've got to sit up straight.
High stakes.
Whew. I did my time.
Yeah.
I did my time!
That wasn't bad. I think we could work with that.
And I want out.
Yes, she's got it. She's got it down already.
That was so good. Why are you making that face? You're making me feel insecure about my...
Yeah, why are you being so judgy? She tried her best. She's vulnerable.
You did great. back to me.
And I
want
out.
Oh, that was way worse. No, don't do that one.
Tills, have you seen much about... clubbing on social media? Do you understand the concept?
I would only go if they played fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Honestly, I think the club we were in last salad. Night was close.
It could have.
We went to a club called Freedom in Soho. It is renowned for being a gay club. We evidently not.
Oh, no problem. Being... No, yeah, that okay. makes sense. Why you
no.
okay? Where
so
you
we're not, but the music decisions in there. Though I must admit, probably go down very well with that audience. They weren't quite sitting right with me. It was a very strange selection.
Max basically spent the whole time judging the DJ.
He wasn't DJing! It was so frustrating. There were a couple songs that were actually really good, and I was like, yeah, fair, this is sick. But he wasn't actually DJing, he was just playing songs. And I know for a lot of people that have seen DJ are like, well, that's the same thing. There is a difference. It's just there was no integrity towards what this bloke was doing. And
you're
it was
talking about integrity. All right, mate, get the vinyls out.
Well, and you've kind of got me there, fair enough, but a lot of people don't like vinyl DJing. It's not the same.
The difference for anyone who doesn't know is that vinyls are those big black things that you maybe sometimes see now, the big black circles that go on a desk.
There's no way nobody knows what that is.
Some people might not. And that's a type of DJing that you use those things, but then the new version is all electronic and it's all just... Yeah.
Vinyls are ridiculous. I respect to anyone that is still doing vinyl DJing out there, but it's just not for me. Like, you can only have a certain amount of things on a vinyl. It's not handy. Like, you need to bring so many songs. And then you're just carrying all these things with you wherever you go, whereas for me, it's just USB headphones, done.
That would be happy crazy days. Just having to carry around
the vinyls. Yeah, yeah, imagine, like, back in the day, DJs having so... much stuff to bring to their set. Boo. Not for me.
Well, at least you don't have to do that anymore.
That is very true.
You were going somewhere with the clubs thing, I think, but I don't know.
Not really. And that's
you set it up like you were really cold. You said something to her about, like, what's your understanding of
I was hoping she'd bite a bit more.
Oh,
bite at what?
Well,
they
just...
dance, people get drunk.
That's exactly what I wanted, Till. So I wanted your take on what clubbing was like as like someone that's never been.
That's what I just said.
Would you...
Basically, the people at Gambestival, but in a club.
That's very true. I suppose you have seen that type of culture, to be fair. Is it something that interests you?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like even when I'm at Gambestival and we're outside, it's spacious, but it was still so crowded.
Mm.
And everyone's got germs and...
That's Tilly, this guy's
Tilly's,
problem.
Tilly's not a crowd girly.
Neither are you.
Neither am I.
I would be if I knew that everyone was clean around me. Like, some people just literally spit. And yeah. I'm like, what are you
people
doing?
Do just spit. Mm. And like, it's like, what's that about?
Yeah, I think the
why
problem...
Why are you doing that?
To be fair, it's definitely a problem at festivals as well, but especially in clubs, like, drinks go flying everywhere. I mean, I may or may not have knocked a drink off of a table onto someone's coat and bag.
And my shoe.
Walk. Oh, was it your shoe?
Yeah.
and that's what I'm saying as well, is people will just not know whose it is and just act like they didn't do it because nobody's going to ever find out that it's them.
Yeah, I stayed pretty quiet about it.
The floor was so sticky.
The floor was very sticky.
Oh,
yeah.
There's just so much about clubbing that I don't get. And did I do this as a Harvey Hates Everything?
No, I don't think so.
It was on my list.
Well,
it definitely
it's happening.
Was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was definitely on my list. Well, here we go. Harvey Hates Everything. I mean, I know I've got the whole group involved already, but floor's sticky. There's no, like, the music, you've got to, it's got to either be amazing or you're just sort of waiting for a song you know to come on.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you are stuck in, like, nothing limbo where you're just sort of like bobbing and sort of pretending to be like, isn't this
you can't say isn't this because nobody can hear you.
And this is the thing I want to say, right? Because I get it, because I've done a fair few sets now, especially in London, and I've seen so many different types of crowds. I just wish, and I know it's so unfair of me to say because it's, you know, changing people's opinions on music, I wish people were more happy with just listening to good music and like having the occasional song that they know come on, kind of thing. And in fairness, who am I to say what good music is? I'm not claiming that everything I play is great, but it just seems that everyone in certain clubs just wants some Taylor Swift song or like
Chiquitita,
yeah, ABBA, and I'm like, come on, guys, we can do better than this as a human race. Like, we have better brains to, you know, allow cooler music to get a little boogie on.
But there's also then the argument that drunk people know what they want.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people do just want to sing along. So fair enough. But that's not for me. That's not the kind of stuff I want to be playing, really. So whenever, what I will say that I will do now, if anyone puts a phone in my face that says like any sort of song request that I don't particularly like, I will proceed to take their phone, make it seem like I'm, you know, noting down the request. However, what I will be doing is going into their settings, finding Mandarin, and changing all of their phone settings to Mandarin, and then handing their phone back to them. That is my move.
You know, like the language.
Don't.
Yes.
Don't
obviously.
Hand your phone to me.
Basically, why Mandarin specifically?
Because it's. No one knows.
I might start doing that at shows as well if we start touring again. If people give me their phone.
True, true.
I'll just do some diabolical stuff.
I don't know whether that would influence people to give you their phone more or not. Because we did actually have a problem with that at
one point.
In the
moment, they'll forget.
I remember one show we did, genuinely. We had to sort of like pause because so many people were either like throwing their phones on stage or holding their phones up to be taken. And it was like, we cannot take all of your phones, because you had a bit of a habit of doing it.
I FaceTimed someone's mom, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, wait, no. FaceTime. Pamela's...
Possibly grandpa. Yeah. So at one point, yeah. A lot happened on that tour. I remember seeing a video of me. It was definitely someone's mum I was FaceTiming, but I can't remember The exact details, but yeah, sometimes we take people's phones and do weird stuff. The shows aren't just singing.
Fun times. Anything to bring to this week, Tills? Anything been happening to you? Any trauma?
Jesus.
No, not really.
Nothing exciting has happened to you this week.
No, nothing exciting has happened. Well, I went to Coral Reef.
Nice. Do you want to explain what Coral Reef is?
It's like an inside water park.
There
it's
we go.
Like a few slides, but it's got like little lazy river thing. Little bits and pieces.
Did you go on any of the big slides?
Yeah, I went on all three of them.
My man.
Why did you three like that? All three.
I like that. I might start doing that when I show people numbers.
Just the one.
I don't know, but I do that a lot actually.
But why do we need vertical?
You can see them better.
How many am I holding up?
Give people horizontal numbers.
If I go like that, you might not know if it's four. Three or four.
Four.
Like,
five.
Solid five.
Four.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is that a four or a five? Like
one.
What?
Little one. Oh, you can't what, do that. To be
what
fair.
About that? Is that a four or a five?
Five. Well, no, because it's like saying what's...
Nah, my thumb's tucked in.
Is that a four or a five?
Five.
Oh, it's a four, my thumb's tucked in. Like, it's the same both ways.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't argue with that.
I must admit, Till, something else rather exciting happened to us earlier this week. I say rather exciting. It was more terrifying than anything.
Oh, I wasn't done with Coral Reef. Oh, they
facts.
We went like... You know how they normally, like, when you're done, they'll call you over the speakerphone being like, this wristband, like, your thing's done.
Yes.
Did not do that at all. And, like, the clock's in there. I think they're wrong. I'm not sure. But, like, we couldn't read them from far away. Mm-hmm. They were, like, millions of miles away and we could not read them. They were, like, tiny, tiny. Mm. And so we were like, oh, they'll call us when we're done. And then they were like, okay, guys, we're shutting down now. And we were like, oh. And so we went back to, we went in the shower, washed all the chlorine out of our hair. And then we went to go and get in the changing rooms and they like locked most of them. Or from what we'd been told, they locked all of them. And we were like, we're not stripping and getting changed. Because all the workers were walking around while like we were trying to find changing rooms.
Yeah.
And eventually they had to reopen some for us because like we couldn't get changed. And we were like, we're not going home wet.
Well, that does sound pretty traumatic. Thank you for that tale, Tilly.
Yeah.
What I was saying...
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's all right. So we went to a Man United game on Thursday.
Without me.
Very excited. Man United versus Rangers. Did I say very excited? I meant exciting. Anyway, we watched the game.
Worked.
It was actually a little bit, you know, not dull, that's unfair, but it wasn't very eventful until the last sections of the game.
Shucks.
The second half was pretty...
Yeah, the second half was where it all went down, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so basically what happened, we scored first. Everyone was pretty happy. We were in an area where we thought we were surrounded by United fans. Yeah. And then Rangers equalised.
A Scottish team.
And in the area that we were in, because it was some sort of like corporate area, there were a bunch of Rangers fans that were able to get tickets for those seats. Normally you have a specific section that each set of fans go to, but this is sort of like fair game. All of the Rangers fans leapt up out of their seats, started celebrating like utter madmen to the point where they were like running down through the tunnel next to us and really going for it in all the United fans' faces. Cannot even tell you how many fights broke out.
It was wild.
Ridiculous. We were all just sort of like, what do we do at this point? Because there are and the stewards didn't know what to do either, because it was just everyone beating the shit out of each other. I had to stop Matthew from kicking the shit out of the guy. Matthew's our little cousin, by the way. He's like 12. And yeah, he was getting proper riled up.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
That is a joke. these two guys in front of us that were Rangers fans were culprits of getting up, celebrating massively. The guys behind us, how do I say this in the nicest way possible? I'm not sure how they got corporate seats, just based on their demeanor and how awful of human beings they were.
Wait, which fans?
They were United fans, to be fair. I ain't gonna back them. I'm not gonna stand up for them. I don't know about you. I don't normally like, you know, chatting shit about people in general, but these guys, well, especially on camera. But these guys was, are you able to agree with me? Some of the worst people I have ever experienced in my life.
The guys behind us had some very bad choices that they made. For example, they started a chant about Trump being in power and how much they loved him, to which no one joined in.
Yeah.
And it was very embarrassing.
It's like, bro, we're in the UK. Shut up.
Yeah. And also then they were just being very sort of like, what's the word? Just you could tell just by the way that they talked that they were both actively misogynistic. Mm-hmm. And also, and for anyone who doesn't know what that means, that means negative towards women.
Thank you.
Did that help you as well? Okay. And they just really had like a bad attitude in general. However, they were then riled up by the two gentlemen in front of us who were Rangers fans.
Yeah.
And so the men behind us were Man United fans.
When you say riled up, though, they were next level from riled up. It wasn't even, it was like they saw complete and utter redness. I've never heard such language come from people before. Also, really random thing to throw in, but one of the guys, this is so weird, just kept farting the entire time. And it was really bad. I know.
I was not expecting it.
I know, right? And we were outside and it was sort of like,
could you actually hear it or could you smell it?
You could smell it. It was,
it was bad.
Couldn't really hear it, but like the smell, and he announced it whenever he did it, kind of thing. Oh. And it was just like, honestly, shut up. I could not stand these people.
It was
anyway.
Really gross and weird.
Yeah,
when
it was awful.
Basically, Rangers scored, everyone celebrated, fight started. Then these guys behind us, we overheard them say, if we score again, I'm going to kick those guys in the head, kind of thing. Like, they were just being...
Oh, you heard them
aggressive.
Say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, wait, no, maybe I did.
Anyway, and so, last minute, like, it was really towards the last minutes of the game, we scored another goal. The guys behind us utterly kicked off. It was bedlam in the rest of the section. Like, people were scrapping like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, people being tossed out, dragged out by different stewards, people bleeding. Like, it was ridiculous. Poor Ben, our other little cousin, 13, by the way, same age as you.
I know his age.
I'm saying for the audience.
You looked at me.
I did look at you, but I'm not going to look at the camera and be like, 13, by the way.
I literally know his birthday.
Fine. He got kicked through by the guys behind us so that they could kick the Rangers fans in front of us. Like, it was ridiculous. And I had a guy on top of me. They'd leapt forwards, pretty much all five of them. And it was just like, admittedly, I wasn't hurt. Like, I'm not going to try and claim like...
I had one of them just land on me.
Don't get me wrong. It's annoying having a stranger's awfully smelling body land on you for no reason. Like, I did not want
weird
that
way
at
to
all.
Put it, but
no,
yeah,
but
I mean...
did. They reeked. It was like, yeah. Why? I didn't
was Ben
understand
okay?
it.
Ben, were you going anywhere with that?
I felt really bad because Ben was fine, shit scared. He was fine. Like, he didn't get properly injured or anything, but he was really, really scared. And I felt so bad for him because it's like, no 13-year-old should have to go and watch their favorite football team and have to deal with that at the same time. It's like, have a little bit of... Don't get me wrong. Absolutely fine. We were ecstatic that we'd scored again. Great thing to celebrate. Don't take it out on everyone else, like around you, kind of thing. It's just not fair.
I think it turns from like you're no longer passionate about the sport. You are just angry about the sport.
Yeah.
And then like, how is that something you enjoy?
Harvey Hates Everything.
It is, because I talked about football hooligans on one of my Harvey Hates Everything.
They're more than hooligans, though.
And I've had it proven to me in front of my face. Don't get me wrong. We had an amazing time, regardless. Yeah. Like, we're not coming away from this going, wow, it was such a horrible experience.
No, it was a brilliant game.
Fun.
Yeah.
But there are then people who just ruin it for other people. And I'm like, you can't continue to just sort of go, oh, but it's fine because it's, you know, it's football hooligans, it's whatever. It's like, no, they're just bad people.
Don't get me wrong. I am more than okay with the concept of people, you know, being grabby and like celebrating together.
Like your first choice.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. That was probably poor choice. But like celebrating together and, you know, people get overly excited about that. That's fine. When it comes to hitting, punching, kicking, grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably would never go to a football game because of that. I can't deal because you can't go and know who's going to be around you. Like, you just can't predict it.
Imagine that. You just get like a layout, like a seating plan of who's going to be sat next to you at the football match, and you can decide based on what they look like.
Jerry from Sheffield.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't trust his background. He's a little bit, I don't know. But yeah, no, we did have a really good time, and I'm glad
it
we
was
went.
Fun.
It was just very, very intense. We have a fantastic comment shout out this week, and I wanted to read it out to you guys because I think Tilly, you especially, will have a very good insight on this. So it's from Madeline Moore, who says, "Hi Max, Harvey and Tilly. I've recently found the podcast and find it lovely and refreshing. I'm a teacher in Canada, and for me, I feel your conversations help me make better choices when talking to my students. I have a question I'd love for you to consider. What do teachers get wrong when they're dealing with students?"
Big up the Canadians.
Big up. First Thank of all. You for yeah. watching.
What do you mean get... Wait, no, I can't really ask
so,
that.
And I'll start it off, and I think you'll get a few sparks thrown in once you hear what we're talking about. Because for her, I think the question is, like, you've got a lot of different types of students, right? You've got the people who are literally just want to learn, just want to get better, just want to, you know, use the lessons to the best of their ability and get stuff done. You've then got the kids who are smart, who maybe just, you know, like messing around and like hanging out with their friends and don't want to always be learning because it's boring, but they still take it seriously. And then you've got the kids who just don't care and are either messing about, not doing the work
one.
Or yeah, I felt like you're the middle. I'm also the middle one. You're probably
I wasn't
also.
Listening.
Good. So anyway, the question there is like, what do teachers get wrong? And I think for me personally, when I was in school, the thing I saw teachers get wrong the most, and I know the teacher's not asking me now because I'm obviously a 22-year-old and my opinion's not as valid, but I was still a student. I always saw certain teachers immediately like put their foot down in a way that could only ever piss off a child more. Mm. And I know that that isn't how you should be looking at it, because obviously you don't want to just give in to a child and let them be a brat or let them get away with anything. But the second that you start almost putting up a wall between you and the student, you're just developing a longer term problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing you can do is obviously deal with the situation as it happens. And if someone's being so unbelievably disruptive, then you remove them or whatever, because you can't just let that ruin everyone else's education as well. But if you can avoid it, which a lot of the time you probably can, mm-hmm. call that kid back at the end of the lesson or whatever, but not in a way that like gets in the way of their lunchtime or break time or whatever. Like, I think you need to find a way to get to that child and talk to them almost as like a disappointed friend rather than like a, because I know obviously saying like a teacher's a friend is a bit weird, but like if everyone has empathy to some degree,
I would say it's not even about being friends, it's just about finding common ground
yeah
with a child, like, because I think a lot of teachers do take the power, what's the word, like they it's sort of like a what's the word I'm looking for,
like a power trip.
Yeah, they do sometimes, and not all teachers, to be fair, but have a bit of a power trip over their relationship. No. with the children. I think you do more need to realize you're both here to do work. Yes, you as the teacher are much more equipped to enable that and do a proper job kind of thing, but everyone's here to work. And at the end of the day, no one really wants to be there. But
I also want to address, though, I would feel bad making it sound like every teacher's like this, because they're not. Mm. I think a lot of teachers are always just trying their best and always trying to do the right thing. Sometimes it's just hard to know what the right thing is when every child is different. But I was going to ask you then, have you ever had an experience with a teacher where you thought if that had been dealt with differently, it would have probably been resolved a lot easier or quicker? Or
I've not really had an experience, but what I was thinking is like, when something happens and like there's one teacher that's just being completely unfair, so you go to another teacher to tell them and it's like, well, they gave me a detention for doing something I didn't do, and then they're like, oh, I don't believe they would do that, and like they don't believe you over the teacher just because the other person is a teacher and you're a student.
So you're saying that, and this is the tricky thing, is
teachers got to have other teachers' backs.
Teachers do have to have other teachers' backs, and that's always going to be a tricky one, because at the end of the day,
we had this music teacher who was genuinely like really bad, and none of the kind of pastoral team, I guess, believed some of the people that would go to them and say stuff.
Mm.
So like, because then when they got there, she would all act all nice and like,
yeah, of course,
become a real teacher.
I dealt with plenty of teachers that were like that, especially on like the parents' evenings and stuff, where they'd be much more sort of aggressive and whatever, and then as soon as they meet your parents, they're all lovely and like
laid back.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, oh well, I couldn't possibly sort of be unfair, and it's like, well, hang on a minute though. But admittedly, me and Harvey were relatively badly behaved kids, so we can't have too much say in. We were definitely treated unfairly.
I think, well, yeah, points, I don't think, did you say we were relatively badly behaved?
Like,
I think that's not quite accurate. We were too, so in some ways we were too smart for our own good. I think that we weren't badly behaved because we weren't ever doing things to like intentionally misbehave. Mm. We were just, I don't know, trying to find loopholes or trying to find like just being annoying basically. Yeah. But either way, I guess that is technically badly behaved. I just think like in all situations, again, it's so tricky being a teacher because all you want to do is teach the class and get the lesson done and, you know, move on to the next one. But then you've also got to think of like, you know, kids work very well with incentives and with, you know, reasons to do well and with constant, you know, not affirmation, but just like reminders of why they're doing it. And I think sometimes that gets so forgotten in the middle of a school year where nothing's going on and no one cares about anything because it's just another boring science lesson. But
I mean, my personal opinion on it is if I were a teacher, I would treat that shit as like a TV show. You've got all these characters in front of you that are just developing and it's hilarious because mm-hmm. like they're all so different. You will never, I would assume, get a classroom of children that are all exactly the same. Like it just wouldn't happen. So it's sort of like you do want to watch the TV show and figure out who each person's character is and how you can deal with them accordingly rather than trying to treat everyone as a collective and exact same thing for everyone, which admittedly probably is a bit difficult. And I would argue teachers aren't paid enough for that level of thinking in terms of people's character. But
also I think a really big thing as well, especially just to deal with like the more, let's say, agitating students, because they do exist.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, that person exists as the sort of class clown. They're not someone who's trying to just disrupt to be an absolute pain in the ass. They're trying.
There are some of them.
That's why I said 9 times out of 10. But a lot of the time, and this is me included, they're just someone who's looking for a bit of a cheap laugh or attention or whatever it is. And if you as the teacher allow that where it's appropriate, but then build up a rapport with the students so that you can sort of have an aside to go, okay, that's enough now, but you don't punish them, or you don't immediately go, right, get out, and then sort of stir the pot even more and make it worse. I always think that that's a better way of de-escalating than just kind of having a no tolerance rule whatsoever, because the second that you take that away from them, they just want it more.
Yeah, know when not to fuel the fire.
Yeah, so allowing a little bit of give and a little bit of, you know, let him make his, or let her or him or whatever make their little joke, and then go, okay, it's time to go again. But again, it's so hard to advise on this because, you know, we're still young. And
I mean, to bring him back up, just to give him his properly deserved shout out that he always gets on occasion from us, and we had him on the old podcast, Mr. Ashford.
Yeah,
he was just, I don't think, don't get me wrong, there were plenty of other teachers that I absolutely loved and we got along with so well, but I don't think I've met a better teacher than him. And he didn't even really, I didn't have him for many lessons, but I was able to witness what his teaching style was. And no matter what, you left with more information from him than any other teacher because all of it was memorable.
And you know what? Really interestingly about him was that he was such a good teacher, and yet he was dealt a really difficult card with one of the students in our class. And he had to, and I feel terrible about this. I remember this very well. He had to have that kid removed because there was just nothing that could be done. And I feel like that teachers also have to remember that sometimes that is just going to be the case. You then have to figure out outside of the lesson how to deal with that, because there are certain people that just cannot be dealt with properly. But otherwise, he was really good at, you know, keeping everyone going, keeping everyone interested. He would always also have something at the end of the lesson, because he taught music and most kids in school don't care about music. He would have something at the end of the lesson that was completely interactive. Someone got to go up at the end, someone who'd been working hard or trying hard or whatever, and do the interactive music task that was usually quite fun. It was like a video game almost. And yeah, I just thought that was a really good idea. But, you know, sometimes it's 50-50 on how it works.
The other day, I got my reading age. I did a reading test.
What's your new reading age?
So last year, can I just say, throughout like the year, it was like 13 years, 10 months. 14 years.
Are they that specific?
Mine this year is 14 years and 11 months.
Let's go.
I was 1 month and 15 years.
14 years and 11 months.
How do they mark that? I don't. What's the?
It's like a robot. They don't do it themselves. Like it's like we do it like online. It's like an online thing.
I just don't get what like the reading age means. Like, neither you can read like a 14-year-old.
It just means that it makes your homework harder.
Ah, so you don't want a good reading age.
It just stops being able to read
out of spite
for the sake of easier homework. You should try that.
Well, I said to Mum once that I was going to do it, and she was like, "Oh, you probably shouldn't, but I can't stop you." And then, but when I get into tests, I can't stop myself from like being like, "I want to do this. Like, I want to, like, you know, when we play Mario Kart, try and get seventh." I had this fire in me that just makes me want to come first, even though we're playing to come seventh.
Have you played that yet?
What, try and come seventh?
Yeah,
once or twice. Yeah. I'm not very good at it.
Like,
but
even if I get into a test and I'm like, I'm going to do bad, so blah, 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 I get into it and I'm like, okay, I have to do well. I can't, like, I just can't pick the wrong answers. I just can't.
You've got a real fire coming out of you now, I think, with, you know, both video games and several other things that you're getting competitive about. And it's very entertaining to watch. Because beforehand, you were just kind of the one that clearly wasn't going to be as good as everyone else. So just joined in for the fun of it.
I'm still that person.
Well, you know, but you're getting better and you are getting competitive. And by God, I love watching him get wound up by it.
I feel bad for anyone else that has to deal with that in future, because you are going to be the person that is the competitive girl with three older brothers kind of thing. But this is the thing. I am not actually, I did used to be, in fairness, from like, what, probably again, 13 to probably 17.
Oh, you've been competitive since you were two.
But I'm not as bad anymore. I'm pretty relaxed about stuff. Like, I don't really care. And again, not to rehash it, I wasn't upset in any way about losing the game when we had our tiff. It wasn't about that for me. It wasn't competitiveness.
Imagine what she's going to be like on the road.
Teddy's going to be stabbing
people. I'm
going to
be scared.
Not... I mean, driving. How's she going to...
Oh. I thought you meant Tilly on road.
Nah, Tilly's on the street. Yeah. Just chefing up Birmingham.
On road. And a no shell reason. Suit, tracksuit. Oh, no, what is it? Is it shell suit? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Adidas. You wouldn't know. That was like 2014 or something. It was a thing.
I know the Nike Tech tracksuit.
That's the new... That was our... Yeah. So the Tech Fleece or whatever it's called, or the Nike Tech, yeah. Ours was the Adidas shell suit. It was ridiculous. I don't understand
just
how that
like
was.
Just black tracksuit with the stripes.
Any color with the stripes. Yeah. Didn't have, but I think you probably most popular was black. I had the joggers. Yeah. I did. I don't think I had the full get up. But
I just think she'll come up with some really funny stuff while she's like raging on the roads.
Like what?
I don't know. She's just like a little. Because she's getting really witty now and really sort of like sharp, she'll just come up with the most insane comment about
someone.
She
just sees like a foreign number, but oh, of course they're Dutch.
maybe not that exactly, but
I don't know anything about Dutch drivers, by the way. Cyclists, Christ.
And on that note, we're going to wrap things up, I think. Thank you so much for watching. We hopefully this episode went out on Saturday at 8 p.m. and as will the next one. I promise I won't let that happen again. And anyway, until then, we've been Max, Harvey, and Tilly, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.